Welcome to today's interview on Brighteon.com. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon, the free speech platform. And today, you're about to hear a free speech conversation without any question whatsoever. Our esteemed guest is the great Steve Bannon from War Room. That's his broadcast, his daily broadcast. He is at warroom.org. If you want to watch that, you probably already do. He joins us today and is happy to answer a few questions about where he thinks things are headed in the U.S. and the world. Mr. Bannon, it's an honor to have you on, sir. You're a force to be reckoned with, and I'm proud to have you as a fellow American. Welcome to the show.
Well, I'm a huge, huge fan, and part of our show prep is natural news every day. So, and I love the show. But natural, if we didn't have natural news and Citizens Free Press, a couple of others wouldn't be able to put the show on. So, thank you.
Well, I got to say, right back at you. We are all working for what I call Team Humanity, but it's also Team America in a sense. But the first question to you today, sir, is because you interview and talk to so many high-level people, super informed people. Do you agree that we are in the most dire situation in the history of this republic, and that our window of opportunity to turn this around and reclaim our nation is rapidly closing?
I don't think there's any doubt. I think you look at the three previous crises of this country, which, culminating the Revolution and the Civil War and the Great Depression, World War II, Mike, I don't think anything. And that's just the problems on the basic politics, economics, invasion, sovereignty issues. It doesn't even deal with the issues of an existential threat like the Chinese Communist Party and how they've infiltrated, and doesn't even touch upon artificial intelligence or the convergence and the singularity. So if you look at this, this is I think most dangerous time, not simply in American history. I think it's the most dangerous time in world history. And now, because of artificial intelligence and biotechnology and the advances, I think it's the most dangerous time for the human race.
I completely agree with you. In fact, since you went there, let me ask you this question. It seems like the ChatGPT and the other generative algorithmic AI systems are being programmed by individuals and organizations that we would consider to be woke. And by woke, it means they have to believe in delusional false things like they claim a man can become a woman. What kind of a future do we face if we have basically woke AI terminators who believe in chopping off the genitals of children and yet they want to be our rulers? I mean, what kind of a hellish nightmare future are they building for us?
As bad as that sounds, as dystopian as that sounds, Mike, I think that may be the best case. I think the one that has been, and that is a huge, huge issue, because we know already, we've seen from ChatGPT and others, the bias already that's put in by the programming. My bigger concern is where this is going, and going rapidly. It's an arms race. We know very little about ChatGPT, and the large language models are just a very surface element of this. But the singularity, and particularly the part of the singularity dealing with artificial intelligence, when it gets to artificial general intelligence, the ability of the algorithm itself or the thinking machine itself to start to program itself means, and this is most of the people, the advanced people in AI, I mean, this is how serious it is. And right now, we have no ability. They just had a hearing in the Senate that we were one of the ones pushing for. And if you go back and look at that, and we've tried to play some highlights from it, you had Senator Hawley and others who had a pretty good knowledge of this, but it was very superficial. And their solution was to have a bionic, basically be able to check your eye make sure that it was you and not some bot thinking of you taking your place or false information. Their solution was a biometric scan that would basically hardwire you into essentially the matrix to make sure it was you. I mean, it's not even a solution. In fact, it's an anti-solution. We're in as deep a problem with this as the human race could possibly have, a massive arms race. We have very little understanding what's going on in the weapons labs, in the research labs. And that's just in our country, paid for by your viewers' tax dollars and their pension funds, the money in their pension funds. We have no earthly idea what's going on in the CCP. Except for the fact that we know that Sequoia Capital, with your pension fund money, has an $8 billion venture capital fund that's actually funding the CCP's advances in artificial intelligence. So this is as dangerous a mess as the world's ever had, and quite frankly, the human race has ever had.
I think you state that quite accurately, and people, the human mind cannot grasp the algorithmic improvements that happen in AI systems when they begin to write their own code. And we already know that they can write code today, certain types of code, which means the old slogan of, learn to code if you want to have a job, that's about to become obsolete in many cases. We've seen corporations, even I believe IBM, saying they will not hire for 8,000 positions that they believe can be taken over essentially by AI or augmented by AI. We're about to see a wipeout of the white-collar working class with AI generative systems, and then followed by a wipeout of the blue-collar working class with the robotics control systems. And when you combine those two, you get Terminator. Terminator 1, 2, 3, 4, we're going to end up Terminator 9, the woke extermination. They're coming for your genitals. I mean, it's going to get really crazy when those two combine, don't you think?
I think it's that convergence is what I call towards the singularity is it's so hard to comprehend how you even start to think about it, much less how you address a solution. Remember, you have quantum computing, you have regenerative robotics, you have artificial general intelligence, you have CRISPR and advanced biotechnology. You have these five or six technologies, which were all the top five of the 10 in the Made in China 2025 that Xi and those guys are going to dominate. If you see the convergence of all those and the advances are being made, they're increasing. Every field is increasing at an increasing rate. And this is why the hearing was so important. It's hard to even get your grasp around how you define the problem, how you get to actual solutions that can stop everything in its place. So we can catch our breath and kind of figure out how this is going to be regulated going forward is very complex, and particularly with many different agendas. And, you have capitalists on one side, you have authoritarians on the other. What I will tell you is that don't take it from me. Just look at the people out there that are either coming to Congress to testify or that in charge of these companies are like, Meta, Zuckerberg, Google. These are some of the worst people in the world to make decisions. Why do I say that? Most of them are on the spectrum. And by that, I mean that they have arrested development. They're all in a maturity level of teenagers to young adults. These are not mature people. The reason is they're so smart and kind of like idiot savants like Elon Musk. I mean, Elon Musk gave it away the other day. He had an interview after the hearing with David Faber at CNBC. And he said, he sees what he really bought Twitter for, and what it is a cybernetic global mind for humanity. And then he let the cat out of the bag that Tesla is really an AI artificial intelligence company. In fact, he said it's the most advanced artificial intelligence company in the world, orders of magnitude more than the large language model companies of ChatGPT and all, which he was one of the founders of before he pulled out. My point is, people have analyzed Tesla forever. They've never come to that conclusion. He knows something that they don't.
Yep.
Also, he understands it makes sense, why he bought Twitter for $44 billion. It's probably worth $10 billion with the Chinese Communist Party's money. If he's got some plan or sees it as a cybernetic, a global brain for humanity. MSNBC made fun of him the other night, but there's nothing. If you see what that interview, what he's thinking of Twitter, what he feels he has, combined with the AI at Tesla, understanding that both are fully financed by the Chinese Communist Party, that's never been disclosed, and he won't talk about it, we have a problem.
Well, and another bit of irony to add to that, I agree with everything you just said, is that this interview that you and I are doing here on Brighteon.com will be banned on Twitter, because Twitter continues to ban all links from Brighteon. Our legal team has just issued demand letters to Twitter and Apple and some other platforms as well. And Steve, we are prepared to sue Twitter. We have internal substantial funding for that, and a top-notch legal team that's already been on the dockets of cases in front of the Supreme Court. We're going to sue Elon Musk and Twitter if they don't.
It shows you the rank hypocrisy. Number one, besides other things Brighteon does, I can tell you why you're not on there is and they won't link through this to the news you put up in Natural News. You're one of the most sophisticated voices for understanding the core evilness of the Chinese Communist Party and their actions.
Yes.
So, and everybody, I keep telling people, every significant anti-CCP voice is banned. I'm still banned on Twitter.
That's right.
I've been on Twitter, but War Room has been banned on Twitter. Miles Guo's banned on Twitter. You're Brighteon. If you take the real warriors on the anti-CCP movement that have the back of the Chinese people, right, have the back of Lao Beijing, Twitter has nothing to do with them. And the reason is Elon Musk is bought and paid for by this Chinese Communist Party, yet all the fanboys in conservative ink keep talking about he's a free speech platform. Dr. Shiva's shown you this. He's far from a free speech platform.
Far from free speech.
He doesn't agree with. That's so it's a complete hypocrisy. But I'm glad you're suing him. I'm glad you're taking him to court.
Well, you know, I gave him the benefit of the doubt for a long time, even publicly stating that, I'm willing to wait and see if he will keep his promise when he took over Twitter, promised to reinstate accounts that did not violate the terms. Of course, he lied. And I've run out of patience. We're suing them, or at least at this point, we have issued a warning letter threatening to sue them. But this is about you, not me. So let me ask you another question that's on my mind. We've already talked about AI, the centralization of monetary control under central bank digital currencies. I know you've broached this subject with many guests. If you combine AI surveillance with central bank digital currencies, which appears to be at least the direction of where the Fed and the Treasury are going, what do we end up with? And let me bracket that by just mentioning, I tried to pay a shipping fee from a gun shop the other day using a JP Morgan Chase credit card. It was only a $25 fee. They declined the charge, not because a credit problem, of course, because they disagree with doing business with any gun shop. So I had to use a different card from a local Texas bank that is happy to support the Second Amendment. So that's a small indication, isn't it, Steve, of where this is headed?
It's not a small indication. That is an indication. If you go to the central bank, first off, one of our objectives as we get our sea legs in this with MAGA is to end the Federal Reserve. It is complete scam that's caused the concentration of wealth in this country of 1% of our population, our citizens, own and control 90% of the assets. The founding generation, the revolutionary generation, if they came back, they would spit on the floor of what we've allowed to happen.
Right. So
the Federal Reserve is the funding mechanism of that. To add to the Federal Reserve a blockchain technology that would be a digital coin that essentially can keep track of every transaction you make. And then, and no matter what they say, could cut you off like that. If you add that with the solution they gave the other day to AI, a biometric scanner that can basically put you into the matrix. If you combine those two, we might as well be in a prison camp. You might as well be in a prison camp. And if you want to turn over your freedom, that's why I said this is the most dangerous time in American history, and I believe the most dangerous time in global history, and the most dangerous time for the human race because of these technologies and the people that are making decisions about these technologies. Anybody that would do that is essentially turning over all of their freedom. And your example of the gun shop is just one tiny example of what life will be like. You will essentially have a hall monitor that will monitor everything that you do, and in doing that, be able to not just know all your transactions, know everything about your life, everything about your friends, but can cut you off from all of your resources instantaneously.
Well, you're such a big picture thinker. I know you thought through this, but on behalf of perhaps some of those watching, they may not have considered the ramifications of this, which is, let's say you donate to a Trump campaign or you donate to a conservative nonprofit. Well, under the CBDC system, you can then be punished for engaging in financial support of a conservative cause. Even if it's a church, you donate to a church, you get punished. You donate to a church, you might lose your medical license coming up. Or they could put limitations on how much gasoline you're allowed to purchase because they want to force you to buy an electric vehicle so that they can tie you to a grid that, by the way, even the Energy Commissioner of the United States says will not function reliably because Biden keeps taking down coal-fired power plants and not replacing them. So they're forcing us, it seems to me, Steve, but your reaction, please, they're forcing us into a totalitarian prison camp third world country scenario.
When the theory of the case, when they allowed the Chinese Communist Party in the late 90s after Tiananmen, when the Bush regime, the first one, the junta, bailed out the Chinese Communist Party, the whole theory of the case is that by letting them into world trade, giving them most favored nation, a WTO, all that, that we were going to, they were eventually, that, that capitalism would drive them to liberal democratic policies and classic liberalism. The exact opposite happened. We've essentially, and you know this as well as anybody, Mike, because you're a student of it, our elites have essentially copied their authoritarian, whether it's social credit score or all the authoritarian methods of this kind of this elite merger and this kind of state capitalism coupled with authoritarian government to lead to totalitarianism. We've modeled ourselves, including down to the FBI and the DOJ, of the Chinese Communist Party. That's what this nation's coming to, all the way up to having the Red Guards, having these kids now with these radical gender ideologies and CRTs have become a new Red Guard, and you have struggle sessions with the teachers or struggle sessions that you have at the companies if you're not totally doctrinaire according to what the regime says. It's quite obvious that's the model. It's quite obvious how they're trying to implement this. And if you fall into traps, like particularly the digital coin from the Federal Reserve or even FedNow, you're turning over your personal sovereignty. You're turning over your freedom to the apparatus, and that's what we have to fight. And quite frankly, you know, President Trump is good on some of these topics. He's not there yet to be great. And that's why the movement, I think the movement's assisting President Trump in coming to the right on these things, and the movement's much farther to the right of President Trump, and quite frankly, a little ahead of the curve on many, whether it's the vaccines, whether it's the digital currency, even the fight on woke. I think Governor DeSantis actually is quite heroic in some of the things he's doing. And I'm not a DeSantis for President fan whatsoever, but I think at his level in Florida, he's doing a very good job of going after. Remember, he's the first guy to ban on a state level, I think, digital central bank digital currencies. He's also, I think, at the leading edge of going after some of these woke groomer corporations. So for the audience, it's always a fight for your freedom. And just remember what the revolutionary generation would think about this. And that's why the fight is here and now, and it's on so many different fronts, but it has to be.
Really outstanding insights on that point. I want to ask you about Trump's path to victory, but first, let me do a little plug for your website there, Steve. Warroom.org is where people can watch your show. Is there a place where people can get, you know, swag or anything like that to help support your efforts?
We haven't launched merchandise yet. We have a very small team, and okay. we're getting ready to launch merchandise, so we're getting all that up. But it's enough for me to get the content up.
We're getting
distribution and all that, but we're gonna come with swag.
Okay,
made in America swag.
even better. Well, let us know about that, and we'll help spread the word for you on that. Also, the Satellite Phone Store is the sponsor of today's interview here with us. And right now, in honor of Steve Bannon, they're giving away, with every satellite phone purchase through Monday evening, they're giving away a Garmin Forerunner 45 model. Maybe is that in honor of Trump's presidency? I don't know. But they're giving away a Garmin watch, one of these outdoor hiking and heartbeat and waypoint watches at no charge, no additional charge if you purchase a satellite phone. You can learn about them at SAT123 for all your backup satellite communications needs.
This is another thing I want to put in. The reason that we love Satellite Phone as a sponsor, we try to give people, immerse them in information that they can use, you know, whether it's about gold and precious metals, whether it's about, getting ready, whether it's on food, medicine, everything. And what we tell our audience is go immerse yourself in information. People have to understand it. You know, Patriot Mobile is one of our guys for cellular, but we're heading to a place you can't depend upon cellular. I actually have some places, I own some places that cellular is not really going to be an option. You got to have a satellite phone. And I keep telling people, just go to the satellite phone store, because they have so many different types of products. And I just found them an amazing sponsor. But people have to immerse themselves. Go there, look what they have online. Then you can talk to somebody. There's so many different great product offerings. And just immerse yourself and be thinking through that. You can't hurt yourself ever having a satellite phone. Particularly, I got to tell you, whether it's going to be inclement weather. We just had guys on last week talking about the grid in Texas. The grid in Texas, they've already, think about it, the greatest state in the union, and that hurts me to say that since I'm a Virginian, the greatest state in the union, they're already telling people that they're going to have brownouts and maybe blackouts this summer on the electrical grid. That's why I think you've got to go to places like the satellite phone store and check out all the products, and particularly get yourself a satellite phone. And the deals they have on the satellite phones are unbelievable.
Well, that's, yeah, thanks for saying that, Steve. And the satellite phone store has made it really affordable, you know, like an all-inclusive monthly fee, and you get the service and the phone. You don't have to pay $1,000 up front for an expensive phone. And they have the two-way satellite text messaging devices, the Bivy sticks, which I have used. Steve, you know, the satellite phone store, I didn't mean to make this an extended plug, but they've donated 20, 30, 40 of these devices to my buddies who run some of the border security operations on the Texas border. And they are using those. They've actually ditched the Texas government issued equipment, and they've been using this equipment because it just works better. It's reliable, has long battery life. They're using it on the border.
No, that tells you right there. Guys are on the front line and have to use it. I'll also tell you that every time they come on, we do like a special for the War Room Posse of, you know, when they get 100 phones and 150 phones and our Bibby sticks.
Yeah.
They always sell out. And I got to tell you, our audience feedback is just amazing. The quality of the products, they're useful. Remember, when you're in a pinch, you're going to want know you have a satellite phone and know that your loved ones have satellite phones. So, and they've done the way they structure it with being able to use the service without having to pay a couple $1,000 for the phone is a very smart thing to do. So they're a terrific sponsor and we love them.
Well said. All right, let's talk about Team Trump, because I want to know from your view, sir, what is Trump's path to victory? Because he's facing an establishment, a rhino establishment, I would say, that doesn't want him to win. But he is far and away the number one choice. There's nobody even close in the running, not even DeSantis at this point, I don't think. What's your take on it, and how do our viewers help see Trump to the finish line?
I think you have to look at it in three phases. One, we have the primary. Two, you have the lawfare. And three, you have the general. I think that the establishment, including the Murdochs, but the uniparty and the oligarchs that essentially the ruling class in this country have determined that Donald Trump will never set foot in the White House again as commander in chief and as president of the United States. With that as a given, we have to solve for the problem of how we getting there and how we make sure the second term is even better than the first. I think in the primary, the sole reason the primary, and this is why Governor DeSantis is in a free fall, because, and I like Governor DeSantis a lot as a governor, I think he needs more experience, and I think 28 is soon enough for him if he does a great job in this second term in Florida. There's not really any competition. I call him the Keebler Elves, but that's not the point. The point is the big money in back of DeSantis is all you know, looking for Youngkin, looking for Kemp. They're looking for anybody that can cut up and start to bleed Trump out. Their purpose is they know they can't beat Trump because, you know, the voting population or the voting base in the primary is 70-80% MAGA. Okay, so they know they can't beat him, but they think they can start the process of bleeding him out with 1,000 cuts, commercials, ads, to go up on a debate stage, which I think is ridiculous. If we ever did that, to bleed him out. Number two is the lawfare. People have to really start to gird yourself in the fact that Trump is going to have at least three more indictments, two federal indictments, and another state indictment, and maybe more. Between now and time the even primary season starts, I actually think, Mike, we're talking here a couple weeks before Memorial Day. I think by Labor Day, President Trump will have at least three more indictments, and they'll be coming at him nonstop with the lawfare, hoping one it knocks his favorabilities down, but more important, it starts to just take all of his time, suck up his resources, his mind share. That's the second way. The third way, and I don't believe Joe Biden will end up being the nominee, because I think it's pretty obvious he can't stand on a stage with Trump, and they're not going to be able to steal it as easily as they stole it in 2020. But they are going to do everything in their book, every power that they have, and they have incredible power, including Fox News. This is one of the reasons I think Tucker was taken away from that 8 o'clock slot, is that they will do everything in their power to make sure that Trump does not win the general election, which I think it's his for the taking right now. But that's in normal times, including artificial intelligence. I think artificial intelligence is going to play a massive role in this. And if we don't get rid of the machines, it's going to have a massive role in determining who's going to be president. So for everybody in your audience that's a Trump fan, just understand you have to put your head down, shoulder to the wheel, and we're going to have to grind for the next 18 months 16 months.
Yeah.
And then after he wins, and then that's the easy part. After he wins, comes the hard part.
Okay, but you said you don't think that Biden's going to be the nominee on the Democrat side. So wait a second. I mean, who else is? I mean, obviously there's RFK Jr., but the DNC establishment doesn't want RFK. No. So who are they going to try to put in there?
RFK, and by the way, your interview is brilliant. RFK, I think, only has one path to power, and that is as Trump's vice president. Remember, RFK's numbers at 21%. For your audience, understand something. When they ask those questions, they are asking it of people that are registered Democrats or independents that lean Democratic that say they're going to vote, are interested in voting in a Democratic primary. He's at 21% with that. If you ask that question in a Republican primary, you can tell this from the response in your show. I can tell this. I mean, we sold, I think the publisher said of the 1.5 million books, War Room sold like 750,000. If RFK ran in the Republican primary, he'd be far ahead of DeSantis right now.
Sure.
Most of his backing is the vaccine hesitant, the vaccine questioning, the anti-administrative state, folks in the Republican Party that are against a centralized federal government of overweening power. That's what Robert F. Kennedy represents. Obviously, he's got things on the Second Amendment and things on the Green New Deal that are unpalatable, but you got to kind of rank your enemies here when you're focused. And so, no, but I think there's no chance of him. I think that they will change out Biden, and I think they're going to go one or two directions. I think they'll either change him out for a Michelle Obama. Let's just take the mask off and get Obama's running this. Or I think they will have some truncated primary season where they allow Pritzker and Newsom and Whitmer and other of these governors and a couple of senators to jump in there and have a 3 or 4 month process that culminates in Chicago in their convention, maybe a floor fight there to determine if it's Newsom and Whitmer or if it's Pritzker and Kamala or something like that. So I think that it's one or two. I think they either coronate a Michelle Obama as the Obamas come back to save the Democratic Party and to save the radicals, or it's a truncated one of these governors in some sort of combination. That's my belief. I just don't see any way. And the CNN town hall, to me, reaffirmed that. There's zero probability that the Democrats are going to put Biden on a stage with Trump, at the top of his powers in a command presence with a hapless old man that you can't hide behind lockdowns and the mask and everything they pulled in 2020. You're not going to be able to do that. So they're going to smoke him. Trump will smoke him out of his den and make him face him. I think the Democrats are smart enough to know that Biden won't be able to, you know, most legitimate polls right now, he's 5, 6, 7 points down. So, and that's not going to get better where the economy's going.
No. And excellent analysis there, Steve. And I always respect your time when you come on. So I know we're going to wrap this up here, but just a follow-up question on what you just said. If the Democrat establishment had any brains at all, they would want RFK to come in because they would realize that RFK has got a shot at going head-to-head with Trump.
Here's the reason I disagree with that. I want to go back to your interview. RFK is President Trump says the deep state or the administrative state, he says the number one enemy of the American people. I still say it's the CCP with them second, and they're working together makes them the worst. President Trump says, hey, as bad as the CCP is, the administrative state. Now, this is President Trump, who's been commander-in-chief, been president of the United States, been chief magistrate of our country. First time in history, someone like that, that level, says the administrative state is a problem. And you see this in the Durham report, all of it. Robert F. Kennedy, it's impossible for the Democrats are the party of the administrative state.
That's right.
That 21% you have are principally, I think, independents are populist Democrats that understand it's a scam. It's, by definition of what the Democratic Party stands for, as far as in business with these oligarchs. Remember, you know this better than anybody. The Democratic Party used to be the biggest anti-big pharma party out there.
Yeah, they used to be. Now,
if you cut on MSNBC and CNN, it's all brought to you by Pfizer. Every show's got 5 or 6. I don't even know. These people got diseases. You can't even, I mean, are people sick with that? I mean, they've got ads. If Pfizer and big pharma pulled the ads from MSNBC and CNN, it would be a test pattern. I mean, their whole business model. That's why RFK is a natural, and I realize people get very upset when I say this, but let's just go through this process. RFK Jr. is the number one weapon we have against the administrative state. And what he's done against the big pharma industrial complex is his understanding and knowledge of how to take that apart, right, and make it back to free market capitalism and get the government out of it, I think is quite breathtaking and brilliant. And that's why I keep telling people, just let's give it time. I realize on the Second Amendment, I realize on certain things on foreign policy, although not Ukraine, certain things, particularly in the green energy and things like that, abortion. Robert F. Kennedy is certainly not MAGA, but in a time of war, and we're at war to save this country, you know, the enemy of my enemy is my ally. And Robert F. Kennedy Jr. might be that. And I think we just got to keep an open mind.
I'm right there with you on that. And we got to keep an open mind on even on Trump with his positions, because he can come around on a lot of issues that have been kind of a splinter in my mind right now, like, you know, Operation Warp Speed and so on. But look, this has been a fascinating discussion, Steve. I hope you come back and join us again. I want to encourage everybody to watch your show, warroom.org. And also they can check your archives on Rumble and other platforms, Getter as well. So thank you so much, Steve. You're a great American hero. I'm honored to have you on today.
I'm honored to have to be on Brighty On. And like I said, Natural News is a part of show prep for War Room every day. So thank you and the team that put that up, all that great content every day.
Well, thank you. God bless. We'll talk again soon. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, sir.
Have a great show. All right, folks, that's Steve Bannon, warroom.org. As always, feel free to repost this interview on other platforms, and just give credit to Steve Bannon there. Warroom.org is the website again. I hope you enjoyed this fascinating discussion. One of the smartest guys in political analysis and geopolitics today. I mean, truly, super high IQ individual, and he talks to the best of the best. He is one of the people that I look to for good, solid information analysis on what's going on in our world today. So thank you. Hope you enjoyed this interview right here at Brighteon.com. And my channel is called HRR, Health Ranger Report. But the platform Brighteon is available to all of you to use for free and post your own content. And we also want to thank today's sponsor, the Satellite Phone Store, SAT123.com. And remember that free Garmin Forerunner watch, which is retailed at about $179, I think. There's a very limited supply. The offer to get one of those for free when you purchase a satellite phone plan, that ends on Monday evening. So take advantage of that while the watches are actually in stock. Thanks for joining me today. God bless you all. God bless America. Take care. All right, folks, I've got something really, really cool to share with you that we've been working on for a very long time. This is kind of an early bird heads up, because officially we're going to announce what I'm about to show you next week as part of our Memorial Day sale. What does that begin? Let's see. Thursday, May 25th. But we have these in our store right now, and it's a whole new technology for, well, silver-infused natural fiber pillows that are just life-changing. I've been sleeping on this pillow for many, many months now. We've been working with this company called Silverite, which is partnering with us to launch what you see here on my desk. Actually, go to that camera. Yeah, Silverite is the company, and these are extraordinary high-end silver-infused pillowcases with a silver-infused inner shell with a natural kapok fiber on the inside, which I'll show you here. This is what the kapok fiber looks like. This comes from seed pods on trees that grow in rainforest areas, so it's a sustainable fiber. It's filled with that. You can adjust how much fill you want. You can make it thinner or thicker. The kapok fiber naturally repels moisture, mold, and fungi. And then the silver in the pillowcase, which is right here, the silver infusion in the pillowcase, we have laboratory verified at our lab via ICP-MS the silver content in the outer shell and the outer case and the inner shell. Both are infused with silver in the cotton fibers. And we have launching on Memorial Day these pillows, we have a very limited quantity. We have these in our store right now, healthrangerstore.com. However, they will be 10% off this price next Thursday. Okay. So if you want to save 10%, just wait until next Thursday at our Memorial Day sale. However, if you want to be sure to get one of these or a set of these, you could go ahead and buy it now at the current price. Now, granted, these are not cheap pillows. They're not low cost, low price. Nothing is inexpensive about these pillows. Okay, the Kapok fiber is expensive because of its natural properties. The silver infusion process is expensive, and we've been working with them to laboratory validate the silver concentrations and to understand the resistance against washing out of the silver. So there's silver retention. We've already done 10 washes, and we still have very high silver retention after 10 washes. Now, what's going to happen with this company is that these pillows, this cotton currently is not organic. This is their existing process, which use conventional cotton. But once these pillows are gone, which will happen very quickly, the entire production line from this point forward that we will carry at healthrangerstore.com in partnership with Silverite will be certified organic cotton. Not only certified organic, but with all kinds of other certifications that you'll hear about that talk about, you know, fair trade and fair labor and environmental stewardship. I mean, I hadn't even heard of some of these certifications that our organic cotton supplier has. I hadn't heard of them because it's way beyond just organic, okay? So we are going to be manufacturing and rolling out a line of silver-infused functional textiles, beginning with these pillows, which, just for the record, we're not competing with Mike Lindell. We're a fan of Mike Lindell. Mike Lindell is a great American hero. This is in a completely different category and a completely different price range, just to be clear. We're never going to compete directly with Mike Lindell. If anybody's, you know, concerned about that, or if Mike Lindell is listening, don't worry. We're in a different place on this. We're going to do organic. We're doing silver infusion. We're doing laboratory testing. And we're not using any kind of like polyurethane expanded foam filler or anything like that. We're going with what is frankly a more expensive natural fiber approach to which is in line with the holistic principles that I've taught for over 20 years as the Health Ranger. And again, I've been sleeping on this pillow, well, not this exact pillow, but a pillow like this for several months. And when your skin is touching this fiber, the silver is right next to your skin. And so you know how a lot of people don't wash their pillowcases often enough? Maybe you. Wouldn't it be nice to know that you have silver in there that is preventing the, and we have laboratory tests to confirm this, that is preventing the overgrowth of bacteria and fungi, and that you have that additional layer of protection with natural silver ions that are infused into the cotton fiber and that also resist being washed out. So this is just a teaser to let you know that this is coming and to let you know this is something we've been working on for quite some time and that I'm super excited about this product line. And it's going to, I mean, we probably won't have much inventory left after the Memorial Day sale, but if you want to get these now, they're great gifts as well for anybody who has, you know, sleep issues or needs a cleaner sleep environment. You wouldn't believe how many people suffer from like just mold spores in synthetic pillow fibers, or the pillowcases, you know, are, they don't have any protection in them. And so they can become almost like a petri dish for all kinds of, you know, microbes and horrible things that can grow in people's pillowcases. This is a solid answer to that. And we're thrilled to partner with the Silverite company. We're going to have interviews about Silverite and from the founder of Silverite, and interviews with some of the technicians involved in the silver infusion process, and some demonstrations here in studio as well. But again, bottom line, these are available right now on our website, healthrangerstore.com, at the, well, this is already a discounted price here, but it will be discounted another 10% on the Memorial Day sale. And we only have a limited quantity of these. The next production run is probably 3 to 4 months out. Sorry to say, that's just how long it takes to source organic cotton, do the silver infusion, do the quality control. The process takes a long time. And so if you want one of these, get them now. Next batch will be certified organic, but it's a few months away. So very cool stuff. And this kapok fiber is fun to play with. If you take this, this is wild. If you take this fiber and you dunk it in a glass of water, it doesn't get wet. It just sponges back up to the top. It just, boom, it's back up and you can pluck it out and it's not wet because this naturally repels water. It's wild. I mean, it looks like rabbit fur or something or dog fur, but it's actually kapok, K-A-P-O-K, kapok fiber, natural seed pod fibers from a tree that grows in rainforest regions. It's the ultimate high-end luxury, you know, antifungal fiber for pillows and other textiles. You're going to love this. So check it out at healthrangerstore.com, and thank you for your support.